B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now. Bring the heat.
Let's go.
Let's go. Bring the heat time. 610-771-9751. You leave your messages there, and Andrew determines the best of the best, and they check in on the Bring the Heat line.
Waking up Monday morning.
Oh, no, we suck again.
Waking up this morning.
Sixers are going to the finals.
Get excited.
I don't think people have gone quite that far. We're going, oh, they won that game. They put up 145. We're going to the finals. I don't think people are going overboard. I think we saw what we needed to see last night, but I think everybody's kept their, you know, their realistic.
I think they've been great.
Yeah.
I actually think
everybody's in check.
The conversation's been on point.
Yo, Ben, man, if you play like this every night and you just lay it all out there, you just go downhill to the hoop every night, you'll never hear Philly Bill. We'll get behind you. We love you, but if you come up like a lame duck, we're going to call you out on it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, the boo was never us saying, Ben, beat it. The boo was going, you got to give us what we paid for. Those playoff tickets ain't cheap. I mean, you got to dig deep in the pocket.
Sure.
You can't pull out lint and go to a playoff game. Like Eric B. and Rock M once said. Paid in full, Ant.
Jason. I remembered your prediction from yesterday because I wanted to use it today against you to ridicule you.
Oh, cool.
But you were pretty close. What you said, 18 points, 12 apples, and 10 rebounds. So you were 1 point off. Good job, brother.
Yeah.
That was great.
I went 19, 12, and 10. He ended up with 18, 12, and 10. I was hoping Brett would just put him in and he'd get fouled and go 1 for 2 from the line, and I would nail it perfectly. But I think the point was made is that I have an elite basketball mind, hence how I earned the nickname. Did not give it to myself of Mr.
Sure.
NBA.
Brett, thanks for running 4 straight pick and rolls with Bobby and Toby and Jimmy and Toby. Thank you.
Things just looked different last night. If you showed that game over the weekend on Saturday and then showed that game last night to somebody from Mars, they go, that's not even the same team. Stop it.
Yeah.
If you couldn't tell, like if you couldn't see their faces or their numbers, yeah, that's not the same team. Look like a totally different basketball team. I choose to keep the one we saw last night.
Ben came out ready to ball, and that was the whole key to the game. As Ben goes, the Sixers roll.
All right.
Yes.
He's a big part of it, but he's not still the biggest pieces.
The biggest pieces, the big man, yep.
Yeah.
Having everybody sit with 10 minutes left. I mean, I know they're up by almost 30, but isn't it a little too early to do that? I mean, I really don't like Brett Bryant. I'm sorry. Nice guy, but I don't like him.
What? What?
Yeah. Next.
Hey, boys, it's Gabe calling tonight. I just wanted to give a cross-league shout-out to Coach Brett Brown and our Philadelphia 76ers. I just wanted to compliment Ben Simmons on how his performance was last night. He performed like a Roman Greek gladiator. Stay true to yourself, Ben, and be yourself. Oh, my.
Ooh, I thought he did as well. The fact that he was glistening with sweat as he panted with his hands on his knees. One thing about the game, Anthony, you don't know, is since coming to Philadelphia, I've become a 4-for-4.
Well, I'm glad to have you on, Gabe.
Welcome to the 4-for-4 party.
With sweat.
That's awesome, man. You're 4-for-4, man.
Now, 4-for-4, when I was playing with the Boston Red Sox, meant a whole different thing.
Everyone wanted to reach Hoskins back at first base. I miss Carlos Santana's defense at first base. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, he butchered one last night.
So what?
Yeah.
Okay, man. Only a clown would come in with that take.
Yeah.
You miss Carlos's glove.
Okay.
What are you, a clown? I mean, really?
You okay, guys? Got a clown nose on now.
Here's the thing, Andrew. It's time we become a little judicious with bring the heat.
And the okay guy?
And listen, if there's not enough, say every take is a bad take, then there's no bring the heat.
I agree.
That's what it should be. Okay guy should not have made the cut.
Just needed to hear from him today.
That was substandard.
It was a bad take.
He's a substandard okay guy.
Does he understand what Reese is doing at the plate?
Carlos has some good numbers right now.
Dude, forget
still,
about
you. Know,
are you really saying that?
No. Yeah. He has some good numbers though right now.
It's April 16th.
Batting 400.
Going to multiply his batting average by 2. He barely would have that last year.
Take it back.
The advice, I take it all back.
Taking Reese over at Carlos 10 times out of 10.
No, send him a bill. That wasn't free. There's nothing free.
Nah, let him go do his own thing. you're the okay guy. You can go arm in arm.
He's a substandard okay guy.
Okay.
Bad takes. I want to eliminate
bad
takes.
Is
that your goal for 2019?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, good luck.
You got no shot. We had a guy complaining that Brett pulled his starters out 10 minutes left because they're up 30.
No, he didn't.
I'm surprised nobody complained
that. What? Wait, time out.
You missed it?
Yeah.
Take a listen.
I think it was a little early, he said.
They're having everybody sit with 10 minutes left. I mean, I know they're up by almost 30, but isn't that a little too early to do that? I mean, I really don't like Brett Bryan. I'm sorry. Nice guy. But I don't like him.
Okay, I'm sorry. I zoned out on that. I completely zoned out.
I'm dumber for having heard it again.
I'll be honest with you.
Don't be too honest.
Can I be real or no?
Do it.
I'm not in love with the segment. All right? I'm really not. The segment's not great. It's okay.
Some days you feel it, some days you don't.
It's the okay guy of segments.
Yeah, but you laud him on occasion.
Sometimes you're really good.
Yeah, he bats 200, like Santana. You
know, but like, what in the world, how in the world could you come out with the notion that Brett Brown took his starters out too early?
They went by
30. And listen, I don't want to hear the Clippers came back from 31, the whole thing. Come on, you know what that game was about.
The bus was started for the Nets outside.
Seriously. Why in the world? Did you see Joel Embiid fall to the ground?
Imagine if he put him in there.
Remember that? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was wondering when he was going to get. I was like, dude, I would take him out. I would have took him out in the third quarter.
As soon as you know you were piling it on?
I don't know how anyone could have that take.
Yeah.
We got to go after the bad take people. We got to. It's our job, our duty to educate. And if they don't want to be educated, then they get eliminated.
You're going to eradicate the bad take.
The bad take gets eliminated. Now, listen, it doesn't mean that they have to agree with you and I.
No.
Because
you can have a good take that we disagree with.
90% of sports is, like, debatable. For instance, the one call I had a fight with, Gino. Debatable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like his attitude. I thought he came on like a cocky SOB.
Disrespect.
So yeah. I'm going to come right back at you if you come on like that. Right,
let's have a discussion.
I had no time for Gino because I think Gino's an a-hole, but that's just what he is.
I think he's an ass face.
Yeah, thanks, Mikey. But his points weren't crazy. The idea of arguing over the elbow is a good debate.
Yeah,
it really is. I mean, Shaq and Charles had it last night. It's a good debate. Even the idea of Tobias Harris and what are you doing in the future was an interesting take. So. You don't have to disagree. I'm talking about the ridiculous takes.
Well, the elbow, his point was that he could have got severely injured.
Listen, that's fine. I think it's the playoffs, and I was fine with it being throwing a bow.
A little more rough and tumble.
I'm fine with throwing a bow. Now,
you didn't like the tone.
Listen, you've got to keep it a little lower. I get it. You know, you don't want to break everybody's nose. I feel you. I'm not an animal, but it's the playoffs. Throwing a bow is throwing a bow. Guy was hanging on him. You got to throw it. You got to throw it. You got to create your space. And I have no problem with him picking up that flagrant. No problem. To me, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, because you're setting a tone for the rest of the series.
It's the playoffs. Get off me.
Yeah, especially game two of a series. Like, you're going, dude, you're not going to hang on me all series.
Enough,
not going to happen.
They're always going to try to hang on him.
Sure.
He
wears you down.
He's so much better than anybody on the floor down low. They have no front court. They got no one that could stop Ben on a post-up, let alone Embiid. Nobody's stopping Embiid down low.
Yeah, Jared Allen's thinking twice now hanging on the Embiid.
So, you know, that's my argument. But it's a good argument, both sides. He could say it was excessive. All right, you know, I could see it. I see his argument. I'm talking about, you know, I miss Carlos Santana.
Okay.
Move to Seattle. Where's that? Cleveland or Seattle?
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
He ended up getting moved, yeah.
Right. Move to Cleveland.
Enjoy him there.
I had you with Cleveland. Go ahead. Go be an Indians fan.
I mean,
get out.
You got Baker Mayfield.
You're going bet on him. You could dunk like that.
Yeah, well,
you stay with them.
if you're dumb, then yes.
Yeah. Well, if you don't meet the requisite IQ, see you later.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the knockout last night by Ovi?
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
It's being celebrated
via like social media channels like SportsCenter and other ones. That is not to be celebrated.
No, I know.
He knocked a guy out cold with a right, and he's a big man, and that's a kid, and that is not to be celebrated.
Agreed.
That is not good for the sport.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the Bring the Heat, and it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Damon in West Philly, joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing today, Damon?
Hey, Jason. And how's it going, man? Great show, guys.
Thanks, bro. What's happening?
Oh, man, listen. So yesterday's show, right? A caller brought up a point, and I want to piggyback off of it. He said that Brett Brown should have a book of plays for these guys, right? So as I'm watching the game last night, it magnified itself. You got Ben, who's the gazelle, right? Always in 10th gear, can get to the basket. And B's inside, you know, he can't stop him. JJ can get a shot off. And Jimmy, which we didn't have last year, creates, you know, double teams, and he can create his own shot in the half court. Tobias Harris is quite interesting. And they talked about a little bit how he's mainly known for pick and rolls. We know the Sixers don't run pick and rolls. However, they ran a few last night when the Nets went to the zone. So as I'm watching this, I'm going, this is what I like, right? Because I'm so tired of the NBA with everybody's coming down, jacking up the three. But when you have a talent of players like that, you could do multiple things, man. So to your point, yes, I will resign Tobias. Of course I will resign Jimmy. Because you'll have another year to implement those plays for those guys, man. So I like that. I like that.
Yeah, you know, don't you like where they're headed?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely, man. I mean, you look at what they did last night, cuz, and no one's really talked about it. That third quarter, yeah, they put up 51 points, but the Nets didn't have one 3-point shot, Jason, and that's their mantra.
Yeah.
So we shut them down, and they locked in, man. And,
well,
and
Ben was so good on D'Angelo Russell.
Oh yeah, yeah, because he was starting to heat up, and the fact that he's shortening his rotation. I mean, he did a good job. I'm with you. I did like the fact that he had Bolden and Embiid on the court together. That shapes things up. I'm just curious to see how this plays out. I know every caller talked about championship, and I have that thought as well. But I'm just want to just enjoy the ride,
yeah,
man.
Take it one game at a time, Dame. Enjoy it. Like every bite of the steak. Let's enjoy the meal.
Yeah,
absolutely,
yeah.
Not rushing to dessert.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Dame. And great call. One of our jury members checking in right now, Ant. The man who has been impaneled on our jury, Evan and Langhorn, joining us on the Fanatic. What's up, Ev?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, brother?
So I was at the game last night, and the first omen of success that I knew that things were going to be better, you know those little flamethrower things they have pregame?
Yeah,
those flames were much bigger yesterday than they were for game one. So that was like the first sign that things were going to go really well. But like, you know, I was happy to see more paint action last night just because, you know, I look at stats and everything, and the Nets suck at defending the paint. So it's like it made a whole lot more sense to go with the game plan that they rolled with last night rather than chuck up a bunch of threes and try to, you know, stretch the court when they really can.
yep.
in that situation.
Yes.
That's Andy Reid running the ball into the number one ranked run defense.
So
doing it the other way.
So this goes back to knowing your team and knowing what you have and knowing the strengths and weaknesses, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's the key. And look, as much as we want to see Ben play great in the next game and and see where Embiid is after a couple of days rest and everything else, we also want to see come Thursday night in Brooklyn the strategy of Brett Brown. He didn't put TJ in. Like, to me, that's – now, TJ, we all know. We've all been saying it for years now that he's not a guy you can put into those situations. And the fact that he didn't put him in is a sign. And we'll see if he sticks to it and sticks to different rotations.
Yeah.
No, I hope they do. I love these rotations. Rotations he ran last night were great. Yeah. I would like to see a little more Jonah Bolden, actually. That lineup with everyone, you know,
the Monstars.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that lineup.
Yeah, Monstars lineup was, I agree. I like it. I like it a lot. I love the fact that you can go pound it down low. You know, you have just such great advantage at length.
Well, against that opponent, too, where they have no answer for you there. Put all three in. Bobby, no. Joe, no. And Bolden.
No.
No?
No.
Put Bennett.
No.
Post them all up.
Nope. Nope. No, 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 no. I'll do that. I'll do Sexy Beast, dude. No, 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 no,
Sir Ben?
No. Sir Ben Kingsley, Sexy Beast. One of my favorite movies.
We figured we'd tailor the script to your specifications. This is Lauren Bacall. Sir Ben.
Sir Ben.
Mike, another jury member from across the country is reporting for duty. Mike in San Diego on the Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'd say Brett Brown's defense team had a pretty good day yesterday. I'm trying to be as non-judgmental and Brett as possible. I actually saw him coach a basketball game.
Yeah, it was a great cross-examination.
Yeah, and that halftime speech obviously made a difference. Now, it shouldn't take them getting punched in the mouth to play like that.
True.
I don't know about you guys. That first half to me was very frustrating.
Well, they played well offensively. It was on the defensive end in the first half.
Yeah, right. It just kind of seemed like a little bit of the same. I know Ben was being more aggressive, blah, blah, blah. But it just seemed like in the second half they actually came out like a team who wanted to win instead of a team who was just showing up. And that's directly reflected on Brett. In my opinion. So he had a good day yesterday. I'm still leaving judgment that Ben Simmons conspiracy theory is still out there that the defense laid out. And the prosecution, you know, has an uphill battle for the next game, but it looked good. So I guess right now I'm still up in the air.
Yeah, it's another piece of evidence to weigh when it comes time to after closing arguments.
It's not about having a conclusion now. Mm-hmm. This whole thing is supposed to be at the end. We can look at the body of work.
Yeah, you know, some of these guys are getting loony in the sequestration situation over here, but thank God they allow us to listen to you guys during the day or else we might all go crazy.
Oh. We'll fly the flag out there, all right, Mikey?
Love you, fellas. Go Sixers, go Birds.
Thanks, right, brother.
Mike, jury member checking in for duty. Is that everybody now, Andrew, or are we missing just one that checked in?
We're missing a couple, man.
Oh, we just had two back-to-back, though, so I just wanted to make sure.
Well, we're missing those three guys that never checked in yesterday.
Oh, okay. So those guys were repeat offenders. Okay.
Yeah, they're out.
610-632-0975. That is number. By the way,
come on. We need to replace them. Right?
Well, we're going to give them one more strike. It's a three-strike rule here on our jury. You know, we can't just replace every guy every time a guy doesn't call because maybe he can't get in. But they do, good point, Andrew. They could check in on the Bring the Heat line if they're maybe tied up during the program for a day or whatever or can't get through. You got to get creative. Yeah. You got to find ways to communicate where you are and that you're locked in as a juror.
Hey, coming up, you really want to listen to this. The LA Times did a study. They checked 27,000 NBA games.
Wow.
And they wanted to find out, does the team to score 100 points first usually win?
How many seasons is that? There's like what? Like
so how many? 27,000 NBA games.
It's like 5 years worth of games.
And the answer and the percentage is pretty interesting. Stunning, actually.
Really? Okay. I love these studies where they use a huge sample size. 27,000 is no joke.
Yep.
All right. By the way, tomorrow, this very program will be broadcasting live at Xfinity Live. Same spot we're at on opening day.
I love it.
Be down there tomorrow, 10 to 2. We got good weather for that tomorrow? Do we know? We'll have to check on the weather. We'll be out there, and if you're going down, you're going to be in the area for the game or hanging out, make sure you stop by and say hello, and we'll be live on location.
61 degrees.
Oh, that's perfect. Love it.
All right. Thursday's going to be 75, just saying.
Yeah. All right, but we'll be there tomorrow, maybe Thursday. This is the Midday Show, exclusively on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, everybody, it's time for the Bagster. I want to put Jared Allen in the Bagster. I want to put, I hate that team. Kirk's, can't stand him. I want to put all the Nets in the Bagster. And listen, I got my hand out, and Brett Brown escapes the Bagster, Jason.
You're going to lift him out?
He's out of the Bagster.
It feels great to be out.
Brett with his halftime Lombardi speech, he's out of the Bagster.
You got to fight for that inch.
Hey, listen, guys, you're a contractor out there, or maybe you're just cleaning up, which is everybody, right? You're cleaning out the garage. You're cleaning out the attic. Whatever it is that you're cleaning up, make sure you clean up with the Bagster bag. Yes, I love this product. A 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot and Lowe's and local home improvement stores everywhere for only $29.99. The Bagster bag is the best. It is the best, I'm telling you. It can handle any job. It's completely on demand. You fill it, you buy it, you fill it, and that's it. Boom. You call, and then it'll come get it. There's no time limits. Go to thebagster.com to find the store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean up the Bagster dumpster in the back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Hello.
So, Mike out there, Mike has arrived. My manager for the Phillies. Hello, Rhonda. This is a lovely Rhonda.
Is the skipper concerned about Nola?
No, I got to ask him.
Yeah, I think the skip's probably a little nervous. Like, you missed the skipper. Got to be nervous.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little nervous. I mean, just the pitching alone. Mm. We knew that the pitching was going to be an issue, but not everyone.
Yeah, not him.
I didn't think Nola was going to be a problem.
We thought he was going to be Cy Young candidate again.
Yeah, look, again, he starts out a little slow, and it's still too soon to be scared, but his stuff doesn't look right.
That's the worst part. Getting touched a little bit in the beginning of a season, you go, okay, but the stuff looks flat. No
flat.
Bite. Flat, no bite.
Are you ready? So the LA Times, they looked at 27,000 NBA games.
Wow.
A lot of games, right?
Yeah.
And they came up with 94% of the time, the team that scores 100 first wins.
The race to 100.
94% of 27,000 NBA games.
What period of time is this spread over?
This is over the last decade.
Okay. All right, because there was a period of time where if you got to 100, it was an automatic win.
94%
but that's not the case anymore.
You might as well. 94% is pretty certain to me.
Well, it's amazing you bring that up because I was watching like a Bucks-Nets game 2 weeks ago randomly. It was the Bucks Network, and they got to 100. And they said, well, it looks like they're going to win this game because they're the first team to 100. And I never thought about that at all. And then you say 94%.
Yeah, that's incredible. I would have thought maybe like 65% because you get teams, they go up 100 to 98, or But to get to that number is incredible. 94% over a decade.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Over 23 years.
23 years. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what it would be if you could kind of micro that down to the last 3 or 4 years, is because the NBA has changed so substantially, and there's more games where both teams score over 100 points now.
Hold on.
Than I think there's ever been.
So right now, in the past, I know they did it.
Oh, they ran that.
Yeah, they did.
I'm thinking along my lines.
I'm just looking at it. It's pretty wild that over 27,000 games.
Yeah.
Let's go to phones.
See if you can dig it up. You got it?
Yeah, it's 1999. All right, let me figure
it out. That's 20 years. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to John in Mount Laurel on the Fanatic. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, John.
Hey, I want to go back to that conversation and have with that. What's the guy's name? Gino?
Yes.
I got news for you. You both were right. You both were right. And I'll tell you why I say that. Give you a little background on me. I played a lot of ball. I'm from Philly.
Uh-huh.
I was a walk-on for a minute at Penn State back in the early 80s. And now I train both girls and boys basketball players, including my daughter who just graduated from University of Delaware. Now they're big. I'm 6'7". I go about 300 pounds.
Sure.
And you're right. You got to send a message. You have to send a message when they're hanging on you. There's a lot of stuff you could do, a lot of little things to send messages to different parts of the game. However, and I was one of those guys, I never went high with that elbow.
Right.
I put it in the middle of your chest. And even that's dangerous because I did that to a friend of mine in a pickup game, and he was in the hospital for 3 days because I knocked his heart out of rhythm. But I would never go high to the face. I just wouldn't do it. But you have to send a message. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you got to lay claim to some real estate.
Yeah.
Especially when they're hanging all over you. Know? I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah. I was a drop the shoulder dude. I would turn
I can see that.
And drop my shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
Just put you right on your back.
Yeah. Well, you're a Philly ball player, man. That's what a Philly ball player does. It was funny. We always talk about the characteristics of a Philly basketball player. You know, a lot of times rims, there was no nets on rims. So you attack the rim, right? Like Ben, having grown up with nets, would have been, if he played a lot with no nets, would have been better so he could attack the rim and not, or actually for him, didn't matter if he was shooting.
Yeah.
but you get my point, right, John? That's how it was always supposed to be.
Yeah. And I got a little side story.
Yeah.
I'm also what you call a day player. I do some acting. And I was actually an extra in that Like Mike movie. And I had a conversation with that ref, Joe Crawford. Was in
there. Joey Crawford.
And we had a conversation about this exact subject relative to Shaq. Because, you know, Shaq came high with the elbows. And you know what he told me? He said the way Shaq did it was legal. Because he didn't swing the elbow. He would just turn hard. And because he was so big.
Kind of punch it out?
Yeah. He said what Shaq did was legal.
It was like an extension of a love handle or something, John.
Yeah.
Because you remember he kept his elbows like in and low. And he'd do that move. He was so like insanely thick too.
Oh my God. All right. So here you go.
All right.
Here's the difference. So it now, because of the rate of scoring, and the rate of scoring is so much more prolific because they score so much. In 1997, teams on average hit 100 points when there was 3:41 left in the game.
Okay.
Last year, it was 6:04 left in the game.
Wow, 3-minute difference. Ooh.
This year, it's 7:19. That's how much the rate of scoring has gone up, even in just a year. So now the law is no longer 100 points, but 114.
114's the line now.
Yes.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, that's look at Golden State. What do? They run and they shoot to three.
So if you get to
more possessions.
If you get to 114, you're going to win at a 97% rate.
Wow. So 114 is the number. Well, yeah. Good news. Sixers put up 145 last night.
Yeah. Well, it was true last night.
Yeah. You got to have
those interesting,
options.
Though.
Yeah. Oh, I love that stuff. I love that, like, the deep dive into those kind of numbers and how they change with the game.
The LA Times did it.
Because the game changes, and the game of basketball has been going through a renaissance, and I don't know that it's done anytime soon. It's constantly changing. You know, when Kerr comes in and that whole, you know, just move the ball.
Right.
Because every time it's, you know, another pass, there's another chance for the team to make a mistake defensively. And if I have the right guys on the floor that can shoot, I'll get my open look.
Yes.
And take my percentage chances because of that. It's why you see Klay Thompson put up 43 points and dribble the ball four times.
Right.
Yeah. It's just swinging the ball.
That's right.
Anytime the team's got to make a decision, there's the thing that comes with it is the opportunity for them to make a mistake.
Right.
610-632-0975. So Mikey Miss is coming up to the top of the hour. He's got you 2-6 today. And I'm sure he's feeling better today based on the result of last night, as we are.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. It was one game. And it means nothing if you don't repeat the performance, not necessarily 145 or a 51-point quarter, but go out with another good game and come away with a win come Thursday for game three.
Right.
That's what matters. That's the next one on the docket, and that comes up Thursday night. And, of course, you'll be able to hear all the action right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to tell you about Window Nation because the annual spring cleaning sales event is underway. Now, have you noticed your windows having issues, cracks, hard to open, unusual moisture, or maybe you're just window shopping? If you are, well, call Window Nation today and schedule a free in-home estimate. Window Nation, guess what? They're going to save you 50% off all style of windows, and you'll get upfront pricing and no hidden terms. So that's 50% off every style of window. Plus, for the next 2 weeks, you can save even more with 0% interest for 5 full years on your entire purchase. That's 0% interest until 2024. So get a jump on your spring cleanup and call Window Nation, where every window is installed by factory-trained professionals and guaranteed to be done right the first time. Plus, every window is backed by a company with an A-plus Better Business Bureau ranking and over 10,000 positive online reviews. Now, these are the many reasons why Window Nation, they have installed over 475,000 windows in more than 80,000 homes. But you got to hurry. These off-season savings are not going to last long. 50% off and 0% financing for 5 years. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Huh?
It's ridiculous.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
So, the news on Boogie. Torn left quad.
Damn!
MRI, devastating for Cousins.
Oh.
Shams reports.
Torn left quad?
Had an MRI early this morning.
They said they thought it was going to be torn.
Yeah, it is a torn left quad.
That is nasty.
Does that sound awful? Ugh.
Mm.
It's a shame because he's a guy that like kind of bet on himself, took a deal, and to try and cash in ultimately, and it's not going to work out.
That's nasty.
Yeah. You got to wonder.
Nasty. It's a shame.
Yeah. I hate seeing stuff like that. I mean, you can say certain players you like, you don't like, whatever. I don't care. You never see it like seeing something like that.
No.
That's a shame. 610-632-0975. I got to ask you real quick. Matt Diaz just tweeted this in. I got a couple of tweets regarding this today. He says, before you guys go off the air, you should address the Noah Syndergaard using pine tar in his pitches last
night. Oh, yes.
See the video?
I saw the video.
Two fingers?
He had the two fingers.
Yeah.
Complete cheating bastard.
What is up with that?
What's going to happen? I need MLB to chime in here.
Yeah, did you see it, Andrew? Did you see the up-close
video?
Yeah,
no, I haven't seen anything that they're investigating it. I'm sure they are. But when you look at it, I mean, he's got a black glove on and there's no shine. So it's not Vaseline. It's got to be pine tar because you can't see it.
Yeah, and you wouldn't. And you're putting something on it that matches the color.
And you see it.
He rubs it on.
Two fingers.
Yep.
Like that.
Just to get a little bit on there, a little extra bite. Syndergaard, a cheater.
Yes. He hasn't pitched well this year.
He hasn't. Nope.
Hmm.
Nope. He's been bad too. You're right.
So he's going to the Pine Tar to get a little extra bite.
That's right.
Well, that, you know, they got to deal with that. Major League Baseball needs to step up.
I saw that video. That video was damn.
It was like really,
it's obvious.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. He showed it.
Who was the camera guy? Focused in on it.
It was awesome.
Oh my! Tremendous. And with HD now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see every stitch on that
glove.
You
see the two fingers.
Yeah. You can't mask anything like that anymore.
Two fingers of scotch right there.
Yeah. Give me a four. let's go to, who we got here? John and Tabernacle on the Fanatic. Hey, John.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Great show. Just three things I wanted to point out on the Sixers, at least that I noticed. One of them was, fortunately, I didn't get to have to see the first half, so I didn't come along to the second half. So it certainly looked good for me. But the one thing I noticed is they made their shot and they hit the boards. I don't know what Brett said to him, but that's one thing I noticed. And the second point is I think some of them Nets players are taking some lessons from the Premier League over there. Because even when that guy got hit, you could see the center for the Nets, he got hit, he kind of waited a second, then he fell back.
Yeah,
slight delayed response, Johnny.
Exactly. And if that's happened a couple times. I think that even happened on Saturday a few times. But and the third thing was, can we get anybody to stop that Dinwiddie? I can't stand somebody named Dinwiddie going down the lane and scoring so easy.
Boy, it must have been tough growing up with that name.
Tell me about it.
Dinwiddie.
Yeah, a couple of times he beats him down the floor after a made bucket.
It was killing me. He just kind of went right around everybody, an easy layup.
Yeah. I know.
And the other thing, I was going to see if I was worthy to possibly get on the jury if I could, if you need more guys.
I like him. I like this guy.
So should we put John as an alternate in case one of these guys gets zipped?
Yeah, because here's the thing. They have 2 days, 2 games.
Yeah.
They haven't checked
and
in.
It's the first two. I mean,
you got to go. I'm ready to clean house.
Yeah, that's shirking your responsibility. This is a civic duty, John.
Can you handle it, John?
Yeah, I think so. I'll be off for the week. Fortunately, I was in the hospital last week, so I got a couple weeks off to recuperate.
All right, what were you in the hospital for?
It had to do with heart issues, and they ended up giving me 2 stents.
All right, well, this team is not going to help you out in that regard.
Yeah, not feeling too bad, though. I got to stop smoking.
Heal up, and we'll put you on hold. You'll be one of our alternates should somebody be knocked off the jury. They got to a juror. You're not going to perform your civic duty in games 1 and 2. It's like, come on.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, I mean, you're in contempt.
The best is they got to a juror.
We'll get to a juror, don't worry. Let's check our poll, brought to you by Roofing Nation.
What was that?
That was Bobby Bacala.
That was Bacala.
Talking
right.
We'll get to a juror, don't worry. It's Uncle June. Poll of the day brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Here's the poll question. You brought it up earlier, Ant. Through 2 playoff games, and obviously the entire time since Jimmy Butler's been here, have you seen enough to sign Jimmy Butler to a max contract this offseason? How about 2,000 votes and 76% of the people say, offer the man the max. Sign Jimmy Butler to a max contract. So 3 out of every 4, good stuff right there. And we'll see how they do handle it this offseason. There's still some evidence to be admitted in the Jimmy Butler side trial. There's evidence to be submitted in the Tobias Harris trial.
That's right.
And, of course, the trial of the century, biggest since the O.J. Simpson, is the Brett Brown trial. And we've got jurors and deliberators. We have DNA evidence. Barry Sheck is now on the defense. And we'll go from there.
He's on the defense.
Yeah.
By the way, Jared Eichhoff has been called up.
Ah, we need an arm. Yep. Who was sent down, Andrew?
Drew Anderson. So he pitched in long relief yesterday. Eichhoff will do it today because Pivetta will probably get shelled.
Well, he'll be your long relief.
Well, you brought it up, too, that 17 straight days without a day off, and they've gone these extra inning games.
That was so
34
bad.
Innings in 3 games in 3 days. Oh, and 19
terrible,
innings have been pitched
man.
By a member of the bullpen.
And no day
that's
off in sight.
Terrible.
So when's their next day off? Is it
14 days from now. 13 days from now.
Yeah, right at the end of the month. Oh, my goodness.
It's tough for you got to
plan for these stretches.
This Pivetta, he's killing them, too. He has to give them decent innings tonight.
You need 6 from them tonight.
And it's cold. It's cold. It's not hitting weather yet.
Pivetta hasn't gone past 5 yet.
I know.
So Pivetta and Arrieta tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Who, he's been getting hit around, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the real concern, though, is Nola. That's the
concern.
Well,
he's your ace.
Yeah. Is he?
Well, if he's not, who's your ace?
Yeah, well,
on paper.
Yeah,
I wonder
he
what,
is.
I wonder what
perform like that.
Well, I'm curious what manager Mikey Miss has to say about that.
Or maybe general manager Matt Klentak may start picking up the telephone a little bit.
Early.
Yeah. Speaking of Mike Miss, coming up next and brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit their website, hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll be on the road tomorrow down at Xfinity Live. Stop by and join us. Say hello. Get some great food at Xfinity Live. Mikey Miss is next right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.